Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I can learn from the new board members. They can learn for the people that have been on the board for a while. And I think what you are seeing is a lack of really communicating with one another about the needs of the community. If I speak from the faculty perspective, there is great sadness. You could not find a better leader than Dr. Martha Saunders.
So that is Susan James. She is the president of the Faculty Senate. She is the instructor representative on the Board of Trustees at UWF. She seems like a delightful lady. I have had a little bit of interaction with her, and I have, of course, listened to her in the meetings, and she's a professional. You know, I don't know anything about her politics. I don't really care anything about her politics. I've actually been thinking about this a lot lately, you know, with the, not just the Martha Saunders stuff, but with some other things as well, you know, President Trump stuff, I've been thinking a lot about who my people are, you know, and you might say, well, you know, I thought your people were, you know, Christians or conservatives. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Okay, Americans, yeah, you know, but it more feels accurate to me to say that my people, my tribe, I don't love this expression. It feels so cliche from 5 years ago, but, you know, my tribe is people who care about facts and evidence and reason and being reasonable, getting along, working together, extending grace. Tolerance, forbearance, you know, for people of different opinions, a recognition of people's sovereignty, their individual right to decide what they think and then to hold to it. And, you know, look, even if they're dumb about what they believe, they, you know, it's important to protect that ability to be dumb. You know, I don't want them to persist in it. I want to teach them and I hope they'll gain information. But really, like, my people are the people who want to learn and are willing to be wrong. And want to be smarter tomorrow than we were yesterday, and who are willing to listen to other people who disagree, almost eager to listen to people who disagree, because that's who you learn from. You don't typically learn from the people who agree with you because, you know, they say things you already hold. And so when I think about, for example, like this Zach Smith, the governor's appointee to PSC and to UWF, and, you know, kind of the viewpoint that he represents. And, like, I should be as fair as I possibly can. I only know him vis-a-vis his comments in the meeting on Thursday and other things that have been reported about him. And I can't even remember if he spoke in the confirmation to PSC. I don't even remember. Maybe he did, maybe. But nothing stood out to me as a problem, okay, at the time. So what I know about him is sort of background material, overview material, and then his behavior during the Board of Trustees meeting. And I'm guessing that if you gave us a political and or maybe religious lean survey, we might answer the questions 100% the same. It's possible. Okay, it's possible. But based on what I saw in that meeting on Thursday, he's not my people. Because there was not a genuine willingness to learn and explore. There was an effort to attack Martha Saunders and to oust her. And to do the bidding of the governor, who warned us that big changes were coming, who clearly had, I mean, clearly, best inference based on the evidence is that he had this in mind, right? And so the people that I respect and admire, I don't make that judgment based on they hold my political views or my religious views or almost any of my particular views. They're people who I can talk with and who are open and willing to have a good conversation and think and reason together and work on this project of civilization, you know, collaboratively. And there are people on the left who are in that category, and there are people on the left who are not in that category, and there are people on the right who are in that category, and there are people on the right who are not in that category. And if there's anything I'm always trying to do on this show, it's demonstrate by example and also persuade as much as I can. Come into this group. This is the group we all need to be in. Even if we don't agree, we need to be in this group. Because the other group is really blind or deliberate to how their way of approaching issues and society and voting is not helpful and is kind of contrary to the whole project of humanity and what America means and what the freedom that God gave us is supposed to represent. And I felt that a lot yesterday when I was thinking about the decision by Martha Saunders to resign. And about, you know, Susan James and her talk about how they're stressed and disappointed and, you know, depressed over this decision done by, you know, Martha Saunders' decision to resign is a very discouraging one because, you know, was it 100% due to what happened at the Board of Trustees meeting? No, probably not. I mean, she's older. You don't know how close she was to a retirement age to begin with, but, you know, she's in that vicinity. You know, she's got family. You know, maybe she partially, she wants to travel and be with family. I don't know. Maybe she's, and I'm sure that part of her calculus was, I seem to be a sticking point. We're going to have to deal with the governor and these trustees going forward. Maybe if I remove myself from the equation, maybe things will go better for the university. I'm sure all of that. And even maybe, you know, if I quit now, I make a statement about, you know, what's been done. You know, sometimes the best way to, you know, fight a thing is to resign in protest against a thing. And she didn't say it that way, but, you know, you could read it that way. And we'll come back to this in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. If you are on 98 eastbound just east of the Navarre Beach Bridge, you're starting to see some delays in that area. So just be aware of that. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, somebody texted in, with him serving on PSC and UWF Board of Trustees, would that not be considered dual office holding? I don't know. I don't know the legality of it. I'll be honest. I don't know. I mean, if he's sitting on both boards, I would presume, you know, somebody has considered the question. You know, so I don't know. I don't think you should be on both boards, just like I don't think you should be on, you know, like PCC and UWF or, you know, there's problems here. PSC and UWF are not, I don't think of them as really being heavily direct competitors. They might be. I mean, not like in nursing, they may be, okay? But, you know, mostly they're collaborative, so that in and of itself is not fundamentally weird. Somebody says, sounds like a perspective of theistic rational humanism. Yeah, don't call it humanism. That's the atheists. Although I will, you know what? I can say this. I was actually having this conversation with somebody yesterday. One of the people who was the most useful to me in my sort of intellectual, educational, communications, education, history, whatever, is a guy who was an avowed humanist. He was like the head of the humanist club in our local town and the place where I used to live. And I took a community college course from him. John Dunphy is his name. Great guy. Really smart guy. You know, total not Christian. Okay? Total not conservative. But he taught a course that I took called at the community college when I was not in school anymore, just as a, you know, take a course on how to write for publication. I learned more in that class on effective writing that allowed me to write all these columns and papers and all of this stuff and to, you know, do the writing that I do today and all that I have done over the last, you know, 30 years since I took that class. And, you know, he didn't agree with me about anything, but he taught me how to communicate effectively. Like, those are my people. Like, that's how it should, that's what education's supposed to be. When you go to the university, it's not supposed to be all the things you already believe. You're supposed to get challenged. You're supposed to encounter things that you hadn't thought of before. It's supposed to get you outside of that usually fairly narrow, sheltered view that your parents give you. Now, some universities think that it's their job to take away or disabuse, is the technical word, from you all of the mistakes your parents put in you. That's bad. That's indoctrination. That's evil, okay? that is misusing the position of an instructor or a university to advance your propaganda against their parents' propaganda. That's not education either. But a healthy university, you know, like UWF is supposed to be, like all of our universities are supposed to be, is a place where people with limited experience encounter ideas they hadn't taken seriously before, people that they're not familiar with, and expand their breadth of knowledge in the process of getting a specialized degree of some sort that allows them to be more functionally, you know, productive to a society in the end. But you're supposed to get challenged. And so if a conservative kid growing up in Northwest Florida goes to UWF and hears a theory about how America is a racist place, well, that can be useful. Andrew, are you saying you believe in DEI? No, I think that you ought to study Marxism and even National Socialism and understand racism and look at different economic, political, and religious systems, because that's how you know you've got the right one in the end. You're supposed to read and think about and debate and discuss the ideas of others. You're not supposed to be told that this is the right one and you've got to believe it if you're going to get your accreditation, like in the social work program. Apparently, things do work that way, which is, I think, very normal in social work programs. But that's what education is. And so the idea that, you know, you shouldn't have anything challenging or offensive, or you should absolutely have challenging and offensive things happen at university. Anyway, I know I've strayed a little bit, but, you know, just thinking about what is the purpose of an education and going forward, what are these board members going to try to accomplish at UWF? I don't know whether this is going to be better for the university or not. I think right now it's devastating. I think right now you're basically, you have really wounded this community and that university. And you have really upset what was a very well-functioning apple cart. This is not the problem child. UWF is not the problem child. I sent two of my sons, and I will send a third to UWF. Most likely he'll go to UWF. Because even as a conservative, I believe the school is a good one. Is it perfect according to the way I would design? Well, no. I mean, but does it have to be perfect for me to send my kids there? I mean, you know, it's weird to think that. It's possible that this could make UWF better depending on who comes in, depending on what they do. But I will tell you, I am concerned because apparently the process going forward is going to be led by the chairman, who is one of the Board of Governors appointees, one of the UWF people. And they're going to pick a couple of people to be on the selection committee. And then there's others who are on the selection committee, too. There's, you know, a member of the Board of Governors. There's a representative of the staff, representative of the faculty, representative of the students. It's supposed to be a pretty wide, like, 15-person board that's going to pick the next president. And then they pick that person, and that person goes to the Board of Governors, and the Board of Governors then approves them or not. But it's entirely possible that the chairman, as I read it, I could be wrong, could pick the three DeSantis people to sit on this selection committee. I hope they don't. I hope they have a more diverse selection of viewpoints on the selection committee, but we'll see. And as has been the theory for a while now, that the governor's goal was to oust Martha Saunders and put in Manny Diaz, the Secretary of Education. And I like Manny. I do. I actually like him. Would he be better for the university? Well, he doesn't apparently have a PhD, and one of the criteria in the 2017 publication or 2016 when they were looking for what eventually became Martha Saunders is you're supposed to hold a terminal degree in your field, which means you're supposed to have a PhD. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see. But a lot of people are frustrated. Some people apparently are happy, which baffles me. But, I mean, it's just, you know, there's a lot of flowers in God's garden, and you know, there's a lot of people who some know a lot and some don't know as much, and everybody's got opinions, and that's fine too. 624 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
They told us nothing but lies.
These timeshare thieves out there are terrible.
They bullied us.
Our timeshare is all a scam.
They stole from us. They were thieves.
I was completely taken advantage of.
Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group, and I know the tough spot you're in. Are you asking yourself, why did I buy that timeshare? I'll tell you why, because that presentation wasn't a normal sales pitch. It was a show to convince you that timeshare is a great investment. They told you it was available today and today only. They said you're foolish if you don't buy, and unfortunately, you believed them. We get over 3,000 complaints a week from folks just like you that were misled into buying a timeshare. Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, it's True Blue Band with a blend of upbeat grooves and soulful singing that make True Blue one of the top up-and-coming acts on the Gulf Coast. They're a must-see with R&B, soul, and roots. You'll be dancing the night away at Bands on the Beach. Remember, no pets and no glass.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get off my train!
Good morning, 626 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens has got traffic on the 5. John?
That's right. Still no accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. If you are on 98 eastbound, just east of Navarre Beach Bridge, you experience about a 7 to 9 minute delay through that area, that construction zone. So just be prepared for that. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. One of the people who texted in on this subject of Martha Saunders and university says, it's fine to be taught about some of these things, but I don't want people taught that you yourself are a racist, part of an oppressive patriarchy, or a fascist if you don't believe America is bad. That's the fine line. And my answer was, I actually wouldn't mind if someone is pushed to consider whether they're a racist or even to consider whether the United States is a case study in systemic racism. I don't want them forced or required to believe it, but to consider it is healthy. That's self-examination. Examine yourself, examine your society, examine your beliefs, and consider the possibility that you might be really horribly wrong. That's actually a very healthy thing. How else do you know you're not, unless you've considered that possibility? David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The Israeli-American hostage raised in New Jersey, just freed by Hamas, reuniting with his family after nearly 600 days in captivity. 21-year-old Eden Alexander was the last known American to be freed by Hamas. Goldman Sachs is now lowering its odds that the U.S. economy will enter a recession. The bank is forecasting a 35% chance, down from 45%. The cut comes after yesterday's announcement about U.S. and China reducing tariffs. And rapper Tory Lanez is in the hospital in Bakersfield, California. Apparently, he was stabbed 14 times while in the prison yard. A post on Lane's official Instagram account says he suffered 7 wounds to his back, 4 to his torso, 2 to his head, and 1 to the left side of his face in a stabbing on Monday. Both of his lungs collapsed, and he's now on a breathing machine.
Well, that's awful. I've never heard of this person ever in my life. What's his name again?
Tory Lanez.
Yep. All right, David, thanks so much for the update.
I thought you'd know. You're the hip-hop mogul.
Yeah, no. Well, now that you say it. the ECUA, how they're going to solve the fluoride, you know, because they've got the state has now said that, what is it, July 1st, June 1st, I forget which the date is. Anyway, that we can no longer add medicine to the water. That fluoride is a medicine, right? It's the idea. Out of the idea that you have not consented to have it in all your water. Anyway, and the concern that there are some minor harms. And that's both are the reasons. So ECUA's solution is, well, we got all of this fluoride. What do we do with it all? Well, fluoride's very difficult to dispose of because it's a toxic, in its, like, unmixed into the water system state, right? It's a very toxic, dangerous chemical. So the cost and the difficulty of disposing of it are prohibitive. So they're just going to dump it in the water. Now, I say that it's not. They're going to continue to dispense it into the water system at the same level of concentration they have been until it runs out. So, you know, go ahead and keep eating it. Go ahead and keep drinking it, because that's actually the best way to dispose of it. And when it does mix in with the water at the low concentration, it's not toxic. That's the whole point. So literally the best way for them to dispose of it is to just keep putting it in the water. And we keep drinking it and brushing our teeth with it and whatever, which will, for the time being, until they run out, will actually do the good that fluoride does. So it's a weird way to think about it, you know, just dump it down the drain. Well, not exactly, but, you know, in very small amounts, that's basically what's happening. I'm Andrew McKay. We'll be back in just a minute after local news. Stick around.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump starts his Middle East trip in Saudi Arabia today, meeting with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and other dignitaries in Riyadh.
Just as he did in his first term, President Trump has chosen Saudi Arabia for the first stop on his first official foreign tour. He's meeting leaders from some of the richest countries in the world, not only his hosts, but Qatar and the United Arab Emirates.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. It's day two of rapper and businessman Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking trial in New York.
The prosecution's third called witness is expected to be Cassie Ventura. She is the woman Combs is seen chasing and attacking on a widely seen hotel surveillance video. After opening statements Monday, federal lawyers called a hotel security guard and a male escort to the stand.
It's Fox's Grinnell Scott. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's a beautiful morning. We've got 65 degrees right now and sunshine. We'll get a look at our weather forecast with Brooke Richardson and Channel 3 in just a few minutes. Well, beautiful weather today, but Saturday, some bad storms. Two EF1 tornadoes now confirmed in northwest Florida. The National Weather Service says one of those hit Pensacola Beach, another hit Destin. Preliminary reports say several businesses were damaged on Pensacola Beach, including Water Pig Barbecue, Redfish, Bluefish, UFO Golf, the Sneaky Tiki Bar, and some other businesses all reporting damage from the storm that day. Weather officials also looking into reports of storm damage from a possible tornado in Warrington, where several homes on Calhoun Avenue off Gulf Beach Highway were damaged. And in Destin, another confirmed tornado knocked over trees and light poles and briefly took out power for about 80 homes. Nobody was hurt in any of those storms around northwest Florida. A ceremonial swearing-in ceremony happening today for Milton's new police chief, Jennifer Frank. Although you may have already seen her, she's spent the last 2 weeks on the job getting to know the community a little bit better.
And last Saturday, we participated in a pedal-safe bicycle safety day. The week before that, we were over in Pensacola at a walk for sexual assault and domestic violence and child abuse survivors.
Frank tells Channel 3 she prioritizes community activities and relationship building. Frank has been in law enforcement for about two decades now. Her first career, though, was in education. She made a change after a student with a loaded gun entered her classroom. She had to handle that situation. She'll be sworn in tonight at 5:30. A Crestview man has died after crashing into a tree in Okaloosa County on Monday. That happened about 12:30 yesterday afternoon. FHP says the man was driving his truck on Garden City Parkway in Okaloosa County when he lost control going around a curve and hit that tree. The crash is still under investigation. Well, the man suspected to be behind a Christmas Day murder in Mobile has been brought to justice. More from News Radio's Austin Price.
Gregory Vanessa Jowers was arrested in West Mobile for the murder of John Fabian. Fabian had been found unresponsive by Mobile deputies before spending a short stint on life support and eventually dying. Jowers had assaulted him, which is what left him in the unresponsive state. WKRG News 5 reports that Jowers was found in the area of Forest Oaks Drive South and Colonial Oaks Drive. I'm Austin Price for News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much for that report, Austin. UWF President Dr. Martha Saunders announcing her resignation yesterday. She sent out a message on Monday morning saying she's made the decision to conclude her presidency. Saunders says over the past several years, there have been many accomplishments made at the university during her tenure. That includes record-setting enrollments, historic fundraising numbers, achieving national recognition, and a campus culture that she says puts students first. Saunders says she plans to work with the Board of Trustees and campus leadership to ensure a smooth transition. Well, Senator Rick Scott will discuss how seniors can be better prepared for disasters. He says he'll be having a hearing tomorrow as chairman of the Special Committee on Aging. It's called Preparing for Disasters, Unique Challenges Facing Older Americans. The hearing will highlight the importance of having a clear, actionable emergency plan in place before a disaster strikes. 635 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has a look at our traffic on the fives.
Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly, not seeing any delays to hamper your way in. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be seeing a small chance of an afternoon shower today, 10% overall. Most of us seeing mostly sunny, high near 80 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, 10% chance of a stray shower, high near 83. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 74. Keeping beautiful sunny weather around on Thursday with a high near 85. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 75 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 65 degrees right now. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray. Excuse me. With your money now, the Consumer Price Index, a broad measure of goods and services costs across the U.S. economy, is expected to remain at a 2.4% rate in April on a year-over-year basis. That's according to the Dow Jones consensus. Data drops at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Treasury yields traded relatively flat this morning as investors continue to parse the recent China-U.S. trade deal and await key inflation data. The 10-year Treasury yield was up under a basis point to 4.449%. A White House executive order says the United States will cut the de minimis tariff for low-value items imported from China to 54% from 120%, further de-escalating a potentially damaging trade war between the world's two largest economies. The tariff relief affects big Chinese e-commerce players, including Shein and Temu. Futures are slightly lower. On Monday, the Dow Industrials gained 1160. That's your money now.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with iZervay, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZervay slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. iZervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZervay today.
iZervay gets GA going slower.
Visit iZervay.com. That's iZervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Spring cleaning and remodeling is in the air. And at Jonathan's Flooring, you can get your beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation with a large selection of tile, carpet, and the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors this spring. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring, North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Shot to the heart, and you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name.
It's disgusting. It's wildly corrupt. And just because they are doing the corruption in plain sight does not make it any less damning or sad or gross.
And it's not like a ride on the plane. We're talking about the entire $400 million plane. I think it's not worth the appearance of impropriety. Whether it's improper or not, I don't think it's worth it.
I think that was a very nice gesture. Now, I could be a stupid person and say, oh, no, we don't want a free plane. We give free things out. We'll take one, too.
I do have to give a little bit of credit. The first voice was Democrat Ben Schatz, I believe is who that was. And they're doing it in plain sight. Uh-huh. And then Rand Paul and then the president. And so a $400 million... emolument? Is that what you call it? What's that word? Okay, we'll get there. So, you know, we talked about this just a little bit yesterday. But gutter, which is, I mean, I do not speak Arabic, but that's the kind of the close pronunciation that my Arabic speakers have told me to use. But cutter, you prefer, perhaps, is giving the Department of Defense a $400 million 747, which we will have to spend massive amounts of money and time retrofitting, sweeping, cleaning out, and revamping for the president to use as Air Force One, because Boeing has been, just unable, I guess. I don't know. I haven't been following the drama all these years, but I thought, didn't Trump order two new Air Force Ones, like, in his first presidency?
They weren't new. They were
refurbished or something?
Yeah, they're basically going to be, okay. Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Anyway, so now Gutter has come in and said, we'll give it to you, no problem. And the White House says, okay, cool, thanks for the gift. No strings attached, right? All cool. Okay, there's just a lot to understand here. First of all, it is worth noting that a couple of weeks ago, we had the announcement, was it weeks? Maybe it was last week, that the $5 billion Trump-related golf course complex in, where is that, Qatar, was announced. So the deal that his kids, the Trump golf course, this was published on April 30th, yeah, a couple weeks ago, but it was updated with Newsweek on May 12th. Trump Organization, founded by President Trump and co-led by his sons Eric and Don Jr., on Wednesday announced a new deal to develop a luxury golf resort in Qatar, signaling it had no intention of slowing foreign business activity during Trump's second term. So the Trump International Golf Course and Trump Villas, part of the $5.5 billion Simiyisma, I don't know that word, beachside project located 40 minutes north of Doha, led by Qadari Diyar. The development is envisioned as a sprawling entertainment district that will include an 18-hole golf course and a Land of Legends theme park, a source told Reuters. So a couple of weeks back, we get a $5.5 billion golf course development project involving the Trump family. And now we have a $400 million plane coming back Trump's way. Or this is the Department of Defense's way to then go to the presidential library thereafter that he now says he won't use to fly. And it's just going to sit there as a very expensive monument, I guess. That's part one. Part two, Pam Bondi says it's all cool. I like Pam Bondi. But Pam Bondi was a registered, she's a registered lobbyist for, anybody know? Anybody? Gutter. She was a lobbyist for Gutter. So when the attorney general, who was once a lobbyist for the foreign gift giver, is now saying that the foreign gift giver is fine to give big gifts to the president. You do blink a little, right? See, the test for these kinds of questions is, what would you say if it were Biden? What would you say if it were Kamala or Clinton or Obama? And you have to be fair and say, well, you know, we might have said some things had it been them. You know, if Barack Obama was getting a $400 million plane after his family inked a $5.5 billion deal with the country that was giving him the plane, and his attorney general, let's say Eric Holder, had been a registered lobbyist for that country, you would raise questions. And then you would look at, say, I don't know, the Constitution. And you would ask, does the Constitution say anything about this? It does. We'll talk about that in a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110, even Highway 90 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So what does the Constitution have to say about the subject of foreign powers, princes, monarchies giving gifts? Well, Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8. No title of nobility shall be granted by the United States. Cool. No dukes here. Okay? And no person holding any office of profit or trust under them shall, without the consent of Congress, except of any present emolument, office, or title of any kind whatever from any king, prince, or foreign state. No gifts. No gifts is the rule. Emoluments, it's a terrible word because nobody knows what it means. But it's, you know, bonuses. Like, emoluments are things typically in addition to your salary. Okay, so if you're negotiating a deal to be the CEO and president of some company, and they offer you bonuses, commission, stock options, a company house, company car, consulting fee, travel allowance, pension, those are emoluments, okay? They're non-salary forms of compensation. Well, a $400 million plane looks an awful lot like an emolument. Now, Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8 says without the consent of Congress. Congress could vote to allow it. By the way, the history of this is that it used to be the practice in Europe, you know, Europe, the place we left, where everybody gave everybody gifts as a form of influence. You'd call it bribes today, but it was just the practice. And even Ben Franklin was given this very expensive tinderbox, I think by the King of France, if I remember correctly. And but then asked permission from Congress to, like, keep it. Because you're not supposed to. We set ourselves apart from that. We set ourselves up as a place where we don't do that. Why? Because it raises corruption questions. Because it impugns your honesty. Because it makes it look like you're doing quid pro quo, which is favor for favor. It makes it look like they're influencing policy. It, you know, at the very least that you're using your office's weight, right? Again, why did we hate Hunter Biden working for Burisma when his dad was vice president? Because Hunter Biden does not have the qualifications to hold this position on his own. Instead, he is clearly trading on his family's influence and power. It looks bad. It looks illegal. It looks unconstitutional. You know? And so, same thing here. This looks really bad. Because he hasn't asked for permission. Now, if he gets it, that's a different matter. The Constitution specifically allows it. By the way, I didn't realize this. I was doing research yesterday. There's a second clause on presidential compensation, Article 2, which has to do with the presidency. Article 1 is Congress. Article 2 is presidency. Article 2, Section 1, Clause 7, the president shall at stated times receive for his service a compensation which shall neither be increased nor diminished during the period for which he shall have been elected. Congress can't raise and lower his pay as punishment or reward, is what that means. And he shall not receive within that period any other emolument from the United States or any of them. Meaning, Florida can't give the president a gift in order to get Florida policies passed. Or FEMA money, or whatever you might want, we can't give the president money. Nor can Virginia, nor can Montana. Because in the early days, they thought maybe this would be a way of the states working around the neutrality the president's supposed to hold to try to influence him, right? And they said, no, you can't do it. And by the way, it's interesting. At least the Congress can approve a gift from a foreign country. Congress does not have the authority to approve a gift from the state of Florida or Montana. There's no exemption here. This is to preserve the president's independence from Congress and state governments. And it's the same thing. It's to preserve the president's independence from foreign countries. Okay, so that's your backdrop. And by the way, the question is, does this bother you? Does it offend you? Does it feel like a problem to you? There are defenders of the president, even the most ardent of which, Laura Loomer, has said, oh, this is really bad. Now, her objection seems to be more the fact that it's Gutter and their connection with Hamas and some other things. But still, you know, she says this is bad. Not only will the president of the United States be flying. This is Laura Loomer. Not only will the president of the United States be flying around on a $400 million jet paid for by Gutter, but don't forget our own U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi was once a registered foreign lobbyist on behalf of Gutter. Bondi was compensated $150,000 per month by Gutter. Senior advisor to the Trump campaign in 2016, AJ Delgado on X, recent Gutter lobbyist Pam Bondi has determined that it's legal for Gutter to give Trump a $400 million gift. Seems legit. That's sarcasm. And then, let's see, there was another one. Who was the other one I was going to show you? Former ethics counsel with Norm Eisensoldt said, this rule that presidents cannot take the equivalent of $400 million bucks in a cash from a foreign government was so important that it's the only ethics and conflicts rule that we put directly in the Constitution by the founders and the framers. Now, to be fair, cover all sides, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says, quote, any gift given by a foreign government is always accepted in full compliance with all applicable laws. So, well, we'll see. I mean, we'll see. There probably is going to be an investigation. So what did the president do in response yesterday? Glad you asked. Because ABC News asked him the question while he was signing a bill.
President, what do you say to people who view that luxury jet as a personal gift to you? Why not leave it behind?
You're ABC fake news, right?
Why not?
Only ABC, well, a few of you would. Let me tell you, you should be embarrassed asking that question. They're giving us a free jet. I could say, no, don't give us, I want to pay you $1 billion or $400 million or whatever it is. Or I could say, thank you very much.
Yeah, you pay for the stuff you get. That's the idea, to avoid the appearance of impropriety, foreign influence, tit for tat, quid pro quo. That's it. But he went on.
You know, there was an old golfer named Sam Snead. Did you ever hear of him? He won 82 tournaments. He was a great golfer. And he had a motto. When they give you a putt, you say, thank you very much. You pick up your ball and you walk to the next hole. A lot of people are stupid. They say, no, I insist on putting it. And then they putt it and they miss it. And their partner gets angry at them. You know what? Remember that. Sam Snead, when they give you a putt, you pick it up and you walk to the next hole and you say, thank you very much.
What? Somebody saying you don't have to make that putt, I'm confident that you'll make it as a courtesy in pool or golf or any sport in which that same kind of thing happens is so unconnected philosophically or ethically from receiving a $400 million plane from a foreign government in what at least superficially looks like a violation of the Constitution, is such embarrassingly bad reasoning. It's like somebody giving you a gimme. No, it's like if the biggest home builder in Santa Rosa County decided to build a mansion for each of the county commissioners and let them live in it while they're in their term. Oh, no strings attached. You know, you would laugh this thing out of the room. All right. But one more time, because the president has another chance at this. Is he going to get it right the last time?
Respectfully, sir, I have to ask a businessman. Some people may look at this and say, have you ever been given a gift worth millions of dollars and then not received
anything? It's not a gift to me. It's a gift to the Department of Defense. And you should know better, because you've been embarrassed enough, and so has your network. Your network is a disaster. ABC is a disaster.
Again, attack the source instead of respond to the question. It's Trump's way. It's illegitimate. It's silly and ridiculous. Okay, so is it legal? Well, it looks problematic. And I'm saying it that way on purpose because I'd like to know more. I'd like to know whether the Department of Defense accepting the receipt of this plane makes it problematic. I'd like to know. whether, you know, Pam Bondi has or should recuse herself from permission giving on the legality of it. I'd like to know whether Congress is going to take up the question, because if they approve it, then it's fine anyway. I mean, that makes everything else moot. I mean, I'd like to know more. And by the way, this question hasn't been super heavily addressed by the Supreme Court. There was a case with Trump 1 where this came up, and then it kind of all just went away. And so it hasn't really been resolved. But when even some of the president's most ardent supporters are, you know, side-eyeing this or actively criticizing it, it certainly looks bad. Now, somebody actually texted me and said, you know, maybe this is just an effort to embarrass Boeing, you know, like their slow progress and you can't even get this done for me. Maybe I need to just go to gutter and get it done. I mean, interesting. And again, I'm being very cautious in the way I'm criticizing this because I do kind of want to wait for more. But it looks outrageous. First glance looks outrageous. 6:55 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Still seeing just the minor delays if you're on 98 just east of the Navarre Beach Bridge, almost through Windhaven. So that's about a 10 to 12-minute delay. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about that next vehicle or, you know, maybe you're not quite there yet. Like, I know when we started looking for the Honda Odyssey that we eventually bought from Frontier Motors, the reason we were looking is because we believe that you should shop for the car you want before you need it. You know, figure out what you're trying to get before you're really in a position to need to get it, because the process of figuring it out is actually kind of complicated, and if you're under the stress of needing a car right away, you do it differently. Basically, what we were trying to do is get prepared for the time when 6 months later we expected to replace our Grand Caravan. Well, it was hard to find one, and Frontier had one, and so we went and we drove it. Nobody else. We called it our unicorn. Nobody else had one. So we found it, we drove it, we liked it, but we weren't going to buy it, and they said, look at a price. We did. It was good. Can you come down? Yeah, we can. Can you give us a day? Yeah, we can. Can you come down just a little bit more? Yeah, we can. Can we buy it? Sure you can. I mean, like, that's how we bought our car. And they followed up with us after the sale to make sure that we were happy twice and fixed something that was wrong with the car a year after we bought it. Like, Frontier just, they're the place that's doing it right. Really doing it right. For more than 25 years, serving the Pensacola area right behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Do you want to play rough? Okay. Say hello to my little friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I sure hope you're wiggling a little bit, because I know we are. Makes you wiggle in your seat in a good way. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, more than 225 firefighters had to be called out to a 7-alarm blaze in West Baltimore at a warehouse yesterday. That fire broke out apparently near some train tracks and disrupted Amtrak service in that area yesterday. The good news, no injuries reported, no word yet on the cause of that fire.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy blaming the Biden administration for recent problems at the Newark, New Jersey airport. Now, he said they were using old equipment, which looked like it was off the set of the movie Apollo 13.
The outage also interrupted the phone line and radio frequencies for a very short period. This is how controllers talk to pilots.
Duffy claimed that former transportation head Pete Buttigieg and ignored the problems with those telecommunication lines.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Follow-up text on the Trump plane thing. Somebody says, right or wrong, at least there's no secrecy with the situation. He's very transparent, and I respect that. Somebody else says, you know, giving it to the library, is that the workaround for him not taking the gift personally? Yeah, I mean, that seems clearly. Somebody else said, if there had been strings attached, then he would have said no. Here's someone for 100 days been trying to save us money like a single mom with 300 million kids. That's a funny way to put it. I appreciate that.